What's up, everybody? I'm your host, MJ, and welcome to episode 40 of The Social Introvert. If this is your first time listening to the show, my motto here at The Social Introvert is to create, motivate, and inspire. I share my creativity with the world by producing motivating and inspiring episodes with positivity and personal experiences that have taught me valuable life lessons. Plus, for those constantly on the go, I often provide updates on the latest sports, entertainment, lifestyle, and tech news. So if you're not already a subscriber, please subscribe as the podcast is available on popular platforms like Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and more. Thank you for joining me today. Hope you enjoy the show. Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm your host, MJ, and the topic for today's episode is God's work. What I mean by God's work is that we all go through tough times, and during those tough times, we often seek prayer for God's blessing and guidance. Whether it's praying for change, a new job, an ill family member, we often tend to lean on prayer in the time of need. However, most of us don't have a realistic expectations when it comes to seeing those prayers come to fruition. And what I mean by that is, we often expect the Lord to answer our prayers right away. Especially now, considering we live in an era where patience is becoming a lost art. Almost everything we do is on demand, from the shows we watch on television down to the apps available to us right at our fingertips. At the stroke of a button, you can have what you want, when you want it. Unfortunately, prayer doesn't work that way. So as we dive into this episode, I just wanted to share with you guys a few experiences in my life where I noticed God's work in action. This is something that I think we all can relate to, even if you're not crazy about religion, or maybe you're just trying to find your way. These are just some real experiences that happened to me throughout my journey through life, and I wanted to share them with you guys. All right, so let's start at the beginning. As far as back as I can remember, I was really creative as a child. I mean, I was into drawing, I was into music, I was especially into creative writing, you know, all through elementary school up to middle school, high school, college, whatever, right? So when I look back on those things and I see the type of things that I'm into now, it kind of like makes everything come full circle. And the more I try and pay attention to the Lord's path for me, it all starts to make sense, right? So just to kind of put that into perspective for you guys, I was, you know, really into drawing as a kid. And, you know, now I'm really into graphic design and web design. I have my own freelance graphic design business that I'm just starting. Designed my own website. I pretty much taught myself from scratch. So those are just two aspects of, you know, God blessing me with the ability to draw, even giving me the interest in drawing, which ended up leading to interest into graphic design and web design, all because I followed, you know, my passions and his path for me in that way. I always had a passion for music. I'm always liked music. A lot of people like music. Makes you feel good. Makes you happy. Sometimes it makes you sad. It could, you know, relate to an experience in life and things like that. But my passion for music, I started to not only listen to music, but I also started to hear music different. I started to hear, you know, the different sounds and the beats and the melodies and, you know, the keys and the instruments more so than necessarily like the lyrics. So I got really into audio production, which eventually led to me wanting to start my own podcast. And then as far as creative writing goes, that's another tidbit that complements my website. Not only did I design my own website, but I also create the content for it, whether it's, you know, a blog post or it's editorial. I just like, you know, writing. I have a tendency to create a lot, to have a lot of like notebooks with just random ideas and stuff like that, just a creative in nature. So paying attention to those things that I was really into as a kid, I kind of lost sight of as you progress through life, but the more I decided to pay attention to the talents that the Lord blessed me with, it made me realize that these were things that I was like really good at. And that's just, you know, that's just the Lord's work. That's just his work telling me that, hey, like, these are the things that I created you to do. So that's what I'm going to do. All right. But before we continue, let me just take a quick break and I'll be right back after this message. All right. So welcome back, guys. Let's keep continuing diving into this thing. Kind of freelancing this thing here, but I made some notes and just put some bullet points down to talk to you guys about, but might have to elaborate on some of these things just so you guys can get an idea of, you know, the message that I'm trying to send here. So I don't know if any of you out there believe in guardian angels, but this is another aspect where I vividly saw God's work impact my life. Over time, I won't necessarily say I grew a phobia for sitting in the passenger seat of cars, but I've been in several accidents where I wasn't necessarily the driver. And if you're tall like I am, you know, I'm 6'5", so if you're tall like I am, just being in the passenger seat alone is sometimes a little bit stressful. It's kind of like flying an airplane, right? Like, they have those seats that are just really cramming. And as a basketball player, I was always concerned about my legs and my knees because, you know, obviously those are things that I needed to be able to participate in sports. So I was always like conscious of being in tight spaces and things like that. But I actually had a real crazy experience as a young child when I was in the sixth grade, and then a little bit on later in college. But after being in one too many accidents where I was a passenger, I always just decided that, hey, whenever I'm not going to be the driver, I'm going to either sit in the back seat or drive. So that's just how I roll. Now it's a little bit different, but I'm always conscious of how people drive when I'm in the passenger seat. And that's just because of my past history. It's not necessarily something that is against the driver. That's just, you know, a thing for me. But I was able to survive those accidents. And looking back on those things now, didn't really make sense to me then. It was just more about making sure that, you know, everybody was safe and nobody was seriously injured. But being in that situation multiple times just kind of made me feel like, you know, you survived an accident regardless of where I was sitting. Just the fact that you could come out of an accident and not have any injuries or anything like that, that's, you know, that's a blessing in disguise. And that's the good Lord's work right there. There was also another situation where I think it was my junior year in college, I actually borrowed one of my buddy's cars to go home to pick up my TV that we were going to put in our dorm room. And I don't even know if I ever told him this story, but it's pretty wild. He actually let me borrow his car, and it wasn't raining, but it was kind of like misty. And just, you know, driving his car, and this is another thing that I developed, that I don't necessarily like driving other people's cars, just because everybody drives their car different and everybody's car rides different. So maybe some of you can relate to me in that retrospect. But anyways, it was super early in the morning, and I remember just going around the roundabout, and as I was turning through the roundabout, his car did like a 360, and I ended up coming to a stop literally like, I want to say, just inches away from the guardrail. But I was also facing like oncoming I was facing like the if there was a car behind me, I would have been facing that car. Like, that's how the car was positioned. It was pretty much like in reverse. And, you know, God forbid, luckily at that moment in time, it happened early in the morning, so there wasn't really a lot of heavy traffic. But if there would have been traffic, whether there was cars either like where the jug handle merged into the actual traffic, whether there would have been cars coming that way, or whether there would have been somebody behind me, it could have been a really, really bad accident. And it wasn't. Like, it was just completely no, there were no cars around me, which at the moment in time when I was in that situation, it felt really weird. Like, it was eerie. I mean, I was obviously, I was scared out of my mind, and I was only like, I want to say maybe like 10 or 15 minutes away from campus. So I almost just turned around and went back. But you know what? I was so determined to go get that TV. And I just took my time and I eventually made it home. But the crazy thing about it was, is that once I made it home, I knew that I still had to go back. So I literally, I think I decided to take the streets back to the university. And I literally drove like 2 miles an hour. Like, I kid you not, like I was not playing around. Now that I think about it and I look back on this list that I made, it seems like a lot of the accidents that I got into were with cars. Like, I played sports and, you know, I have injuries and things like that. But as an athlete, you know, I never really like looked at injuries as, you know, God's way of like blessing me and not having it be like anything crazy or anything like that. So getting a little bit off, I mean, that's not necessarily off topic, but that kind of falls into the same category. But now that I'm looking at this list, it just made me realize that a lot of these things where I noticed these guardian angels like watching over me dealt with cars. There's also another situation where I was traveling, you know, upstate New York to go visit one of my buddies, and, you know, was just hanging out with the guys and, you know, had a good time. But I think as the night progressed, you know, we both had different agendas and I ended up leaving. You know, it wasn't a really good pull on my card. I had been drinking, and at some point I like followed one of those salt trucks, and it looked like it made it seem like it was raining and it was like snowing, and then the ice was like hitting my car. And luckily that guy, you know, phoned it in, because I had pretty much had been following him for an X amount of time, and I ended up getting pulled over. But luckily at the time when that happened, like, you know, anything could have happened at that point. And it was another blessing in disguise that the driver was not only smart enough to, you know, phone it in so that the police could come like get me off of the road. It was just one of those, you know, mistakes that I made as a young kid. And the situation that I was in at the time, I just really didn't want to be there. So, you know, the only thing that was for me to do was to leave. And now that I think back about it, I probably should have just camped out in my car and just waited until the morning. But again, I was young and I was stupid. And I just, you know, I just wanted to get out of there. Another similar situation where I made an impulse decision, decided to drive out to Atlantic City with one of my cousins, went out partying, had a good time. Atlantic City is not too far away from where I stayed. It was about a 2 hour drive, and went out there, went out to party, whatever. And it was funny because at the time I fully took it out on my cousin, because on the way back home he fell asleep. So usually when you're driving, especially if you're driving late at night, you like to have, you know, a wingman to try and just, you know, you just try and keep each other up. And again, at that point in time, we probably shouldn't have left. We probably should have just, you know, stayed in the car and just camped out at like a rest area or something like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, we ended up, you know, hitting the guardrail and doing some pretty bad damage to my car. And that just, you know, that just really wasn't a good look. And that's just something that I'm coming to terms with, because that wasn't, you know, that was probably like the first real wake up call that I had, that I was just like, you know, okay, like it's really time for me to change my lifestyle. And at that specific moment in time, like, I recognized like God's work, because, you know, being on a highway where there's, you know, a 3-4 lane highway on both sides, and the only thing that really separated the flow of the traffic and the oncoming traffic was, you know, those little like dividers that they have in the middle. It wasn't like the big, you know, the big like concrete dividers that you see in some states. It was more just like the guardrails, and there's like a ditch in the middle, but it was like very small. So I could have easily, you know, just swayed into the oncoming traffic. I could have swayed into somebody that was next to me. Who knows what would have happened? But obviously, again, there's another situation where, you know, those guardian angels were watching over me. And another similar situation that's similar to the 360 that I did in my friend's car was, and this time, this was a situation where I wasn't driving. I was in the passenger seat, and we were just out late one night, and we were trying to drive back home. We're actually in New York City at the time, and it was raining. It seems like raining and, you know, going out has a lot to do with these accidents. But like, I'm laughing about it now because I'm older and I realize like how stupid those things were. And you know, I don't do those things anymore. It's like, you know, we have things like Uber now, and we have, you know, Airbnbs and things like that, where you don't have to do those kind of things. But, you know, back then I was just doing stupid stuff. Anyway, long story short, it was raining, got into an accident with a car, did like several turns. And I remember, like, I can remember that vividly. Is like, as we were spinning around, I wasn't thinking. I think playing sports has a lot to do with like instinct and reaction, because at the time when it happened, it was like one of those things where it like caught me off guard. But as we were spinning, I was basically like positioning myself in the car for impact on whatever we were going to hit. And again, at that specific moment in time, there were no cars on the road, which is odd to me because it was in New York City. I think we were on the FDR. There's like no cars anywhere to be found. No cars next to us, no cars behind us, no cars in front of us. Like, it was just weird. And even once we came to a stop, there was still no cars for like at least a good like 15 to 20 minutes. Like, we literally sat in the car, made sure everything was okay. The car was completely totaled, but for whatever reason, me and my friend walked away from that accident with no harm at all. Not a scratch, not an injury, no nothing. So another incident where I was just like, yo, like, this is clearly, you know, somebody up there is looking over me. And, you know, if you believe in guardian angels, you know, sometimes they could be family members, you know, that have passed away that are looking over you. Or, you know, maybe they're just, you know, positive spirits. I don't know. But somebody up there is definitely watching over me, because that was another like crazy wild experience that I like noticed at the time, where I was like, I probably shouldn't have survived that, but I did. And I'm definitely blessed and thankful for that. So at this point in my life, I knew God was trying to send me a message that it was time, you know, it was time for me to get my life in order. I was starting to feel like a cat with nine lives, and those lives were slowly running out, man. Like that's what I felt like. And I was like, I need to just, you know, change some things. So I took the necessary steps that I need to do to change that lifestyle, which eventually, you know, helped contribute to me deciding to relocate from the East Coast to the West Coast. Now, as I transition into a next area in my life where I vividly saw God's work, was I always knew that I wanted to either go to school or live in a place that had warm climates. So you're talking like California, you're talking Florida, and being on the East Coast, California was like a figment of my imagination. Like, I never really thought about, you know, actively pursuing to like attend college or even move to California at that time. I was a really big fan of the U. Shout out to the U if you're a fan of Miami, University of Miami. Back in the days, I was like a huge Miami Hurricanes fan of their football program. That football program was like outstanding in the early 80s and the mid 90s. And then they kind of had like a falling off. They got in trouble with all these allegations and stuff like that. And then they had a recent rise, but I don't really follow college football like that as much as I used to. But back then I was like a diehard Miami Hurricanes fan. So I wanted to go to school in Florida. I had family in Florida. So I was just like, hey, like, it's a warm climate. I like being in warm climate areas, which is odd because I'm a January baby. And, you know, I grew up in the Northeast. So it was, you know, winter times were just something that I just did not like. So I just knew that I wanted to be somewhere where there was a warm climate. But as I say that, there was a small part of me that knew that something important for me was in California. I didn't necessarily like know what that was, but once I got to an age where I was able to start focusing on relationships and things like that, things just kind of like unfold. And I ended up moving to California. I was in a long distance relationship at the time. An opportunity presented it to myself to be able to move to California. And once that opportunity came to fruition, like it was a no-brainer for me at that specific moment in time. I knew I didn't really have anything necessarily holding me down on the East Coast besides, you know, obviously family and friends. But I, you know, knowing that I had that California thing in the back of my mind, or that warm climate in the back of my mind, knowing that that was a message, you know, I'm saying it was a message from God. It was something that I just knew that in order for me to get where I needed to be, I needed to leave the East Coast. Well, I would say I needed to leave the Northeast. I won't say the East Coast. I would say I needed to leave the Northeast because I was trying to go to Florida. And I kind of started to see all these things like happening. And it was like, yo, like these, all these things happen for a reason. Like if the opportunity was never presented to me to move to California, chances are I would have never gotten the job that I got. And I would have never been in a position to be roommates with my wife, who obviously we eventually got married. So it's like kind of these, all these things just kind of like came to fruition. And it was all steered from an idea of me wanting to live in a warm climate area. So again, I don't, you know, I don't think that's all coincidence. I just think that's me subconsciously like following my path. You know, some people could look at that different and say, hey, you know, it was just all luck. But the choices that I made are based off of a path that was, you know, made for me. Like God gives us choices, and based off of those choices that we make, you know, lead us to whether or not if we lead, we go astray from his path, or if it's just, you know, kind of like a slight detour. And it's okay to take detours to learn different experiences and things like that. But I think taking the path that I took ended up contributing to, you know, those initial talents that the Lord blessed me with, and those dreams started to fade away. So like, as I mentioned earlier, you know, my passion for writing, my passion for drawing and in creative design and web design and like all that stuff, I ended up losing my way or losing sight of those things that I was initially passionate about. But as of recently, you know, after working in the IT industry for almost 10 years, I had to, you know, really take a long look at what is it that drives me, like what is it that my passion is. And I had to, and this isn't something that I forgot. I think I always knew that I was, you know, into audio production and video production and, you know, just being involved with the media in general, whether it's, you know, digital, you know, creation or, you know, online media, whatever the case is. Like I always knew in the back of my mind that those were the things that I was interested in. Those were the things that I studied in college. And I just really kind of lost sight of that and put into a place where I just got to my breaking point where I knew that if I wanted to change my life and I wanted to follow the path that God has paid for me, that I needed to really start investing in myself and paying more attention to those things that he created me for. Like, you know, obviously those are things that make me happy and I feel like I'm serving him when I do those things. And I just got to a point in my life where I just feel I don't want to leave this earth knowing that I didn't at least try to do the things or to try and utilize the skills that he gave me to, you know, share my creativity and motivate and inspire people, whether it's through audio, whether it's through, you know, my writing, whether it's through visuals and graphic design and things like that, you know, because you can affect people in all different kinds of ways. So, you know, just regaining that traction and regaining that passion back into those things that I feel like I was put here to do has, you know, made my life that much more better. And obviously I owe that all to the good Lord, because, you know, he is at work. And again, it doesn't always happen overnight. It takes time for it to happen. But hey, man, you just sometimes you just have to take a step back and slow down a little bit and really start investing in yourself and paying attention to the things that you're passionate about. So that's a wrap for today, guys. Hope you enjoyed the show. Before I get out of here, I gotta give a shout out to Anchor and Spotify for making it possible for me to distribute my podcast on multiple platforms and reach people like you all over the world. The podcast is available on all major platforms, so please leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts, as your feedback provides helpful insight for future productions. To connect with the show or to leave comments about today's episode, hit me up on Instagram at The Social Intro or on Twitter at The Social Intro _. And for even more content, visit The Social Introvert online at www.thesocialintro.com. Wishing you all a very blessed day, and until next time, peace.